Today's show is brought to you by Vorvita. After a stressful and uncertain year, do you sometimes feel it's time to rethink how you drink? Vorvita is a web-based program that uses clinically proven tools and techniques to help break negative behaviors and develop healthier responses. To learn more, go to us.vorvita.com.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, August 17th. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal, filling in for J.R. Whalen. Prices are soaring for used cars, and car owners are jumping into the market hoping to strike while the iron is hot.
The average used vehicle price increase at the moment is at $5,000. And so a lot of consumers are seeing this as an opportunity to sell their vehicle and to make profit or at least break even on what they bought it for before.
But before selling that used car, there are some things you should consider. Our reporter J.J. McCorvey has some tips after the break.
There's no better feeling than being in control of your work, your personal life, and your future. If your drinking habits are impacting that sense of control, there's a personalized and private way to help you manage how much and how often you drink. Vorvita is a web-based program that uses tools and techniques based on cognitive behavioral therapy to help identify triggers, break negative behaviors, and develop healthier responses. If you're ready to rethink how you drink, learn more at us.vorvita.com.
If you're looking to sell your used car, there's probably never been a better time to do it than right now. The used vehicle market is hot, with prices up nearly 42% over the past year, according to the Consumer Price Index. So consumers are rushing to cash in. But there are some things you ought to consider before you sell your vehicle, and not just the price. Let's bring in Wall Street Journal reporter J.J. McCorvey. J.J., thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Charlie.
First of all, J.J., you've spoken with experts and people who've sold their car. What's the environment like right now?
So to quote one expert I talked to from J.D. Power, everything is bonkers. prices for used vehicles right now are at a near all-time high. Over the past 12 months, the index for used cars and trucks rose, like you said, nearly 42%. The average used vehicle price increase at the moment is at $5,000. And so a lot of consumers are seeing this as an opportunity to sell their vehicle and to make profit or at least break even on what they sold, what they bought it for before.
But I imagine that just because I can sell my car to profit doesn't mean that I should. So what's the first thing a person should think about before putting a used vehicle on the market?
Car buyers will probably know that the price for new vehicles is kind of crazy right now, too. So the average transaction for new vehicles recently surpassed $40,000, which is up almost 15% from last year. And so, you know, the first thing you should think about before selling your current car in order to try to make a profit is, well, do I need to buy a new car? Because you might not want to be out on this market trying to find a new car because, you know, the environment is a bit crazy right now. You also want to consider what your household situation is like. Do you have, you know, are you married or you live with your partner and you guys have, you know, one car or two cars? Experts I talked to said that the people most likely to benefit from the current inflated prices are definitely people with multiple cars. So if you have one car, obviously you might think twice about selling that so that you won't be without a car or be jammed up and find yourself in a position where you can't find a new vehicle.
So let's talk about getting the best possible price. Is negotiating a good idea, and how should you go about it?
Yeah, so with most automotive transactions, you know, you want to enter negotiations with as much data as possible. You want to, you know, visit sites like CarMax to get your vehicle appraised, put in your make and model. And I think some, most of those sites will go by your license plate as well and figure out like what exactly is the value of your car. You know, because you're selling your car, obviously you put some miles on it. So you might need repairs. You know, one person I interviewed who had recently sold her 2005 Toyota Scion wanted $4,000 for it to at least break even on what she purchased it for a few years prior. But when she got ready to sell it, she realized that the car needed a new clutch. And so she ended up knocking off $1,200 and so didn't end up making any money at all. So you want to make sure that you have a good idea of what's needed. If the car does need repairs, you want to get a range of quotes. And so if you present the potential buyer with the range of quotes, you know, you might come in out of pocket less money, you know, with those repairs, or given the buyer option to, you know, visit different car shops that can fix the car for less money.
Let's talk more about the expenses that should be factored into selling a used car right now. Are there other things that can make it less profitable?
So we talked about repairs needed, obviously, but going a little deeper, you might need to think about how much you owe on your car payments. So yes, the market is hot right now and prices are up. And so you could get more for your car if you sell it. But if you sell it, will you, you know, make more from the sale that can cover what you have left on the car? Or will it not actually make sense to sell it because what you owe on the loan is still more than what you get it for? So that's something you want to check into. You want to call and make sure that you're up to date on the terms of your loan, how much you have left, when you were scheduled to pay it off. On the other side, you know, most states offer tax credits for vehicle trade-ins. And so, you know, you may live in a state that has a sales tax that is favorable for you and how much you might make on the car. So if you're in a state where you only pay sales tax on the difference of the trade-in, you know, and the percentage is fairly low, or the dealership is located in a state where the sales tax is fairly low, you might stand to profit a little bit more. So you definitely want to, you know, just kind of look into that as far as research goes.
JJ, what if the vehicle I want to sell is leased? What should I keep in mind?
So this was really interesting because apparently almost one third of new cars are leased, which I didn't know. But it's helpful to check the terms of your vehicle lease before attempting to sell. I talked to Ivan Drury, who's an analyst at Edmunds.com, and he said that a lot of auto financing companies have actually tightened rules around like how long you have to wait before selling your car or truck into the lease. And some people will have to like buy the car outright. And depending on the dealership or, you know, whether they can work with a financing company or not, you know, you may or may not get a favorable term in terms of how much you can buy that car out of the lease negotiation for.
And then finally, let's say I decide it's worth it to try and sell my car. Am I better off selling through a dealer or directly?
I think that goes back to what we said at the top of the interview about, you know, thinking about your particular situation. If you don't have a lot of time and the selling process does take time, you know, if you go it alone, it is research, it is work. You do have to like meet, you know, potential buyers. You do have to do all the vehicle diagnostics to, you know, really get an accurate idea of the value of the car. If you have time to do that, then you might get a better deal going the private way. You know, like the person I interviewed in the store, she sold her Scion on Craigslist. But if you don't have a lot of time, you know, sites like Carvana and Vroom have competitive offers as well. And, you know, they'll pick your vehicle up right from your driveway. And Carvana actually bought a record number of cars from customers in the second quarter of this year. So it's obvious that a lot of customers are going that route. I will say that, you know, I talked to also a behavioral economist about using some of these platforms to sell your car. And, you know, they make it so easy. You know, their job is to remove the friction. And he just cautioned people against just going the easiest route, because when that friction is not there, you know, you're more likely to overlook some of the considerations that we need to be thinking about right now in terms of, you know, the pandemic. And like, sure, you're working from home now, you might not need that second car now. But, you know, if you and your partner a call back into the office, will you need another car in the future? Are you just kind of thinking with present bias and thinking of the deal that you can get today versus what you might need later on in the year or next year. And so you want to be careful with ways to sell your car that seems super easy because you might end up regretting it.
Wall Street Journal reporter J.J. McCorvey. J.J., thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Charlie.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner, filling in for J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.